Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody here, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked,
come on,
get started,
come on,
get started.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Sherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic?
Yeah.
Boy, you should know what you're for.
Hi, everyone. Welcome, Survivor fans. Happy Manic Monday. I'm Cherry Garcia. This is the Rad Reality Show. It's November 26, 2018, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. But it's Monday again, so we're back with another Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. Michelle always has incredible special guests every Monday night, and tonight she's doing a Survivor night, so she got the very best guest possible. This guest has played Survivor 3 times. She was the winner in Pearl Islands and in Heroes versus Villains, and was the highest-placing former winner in Survivor Game Changers. Of course, I'm talking about the amazing Sandra Diaz-Twine. We'll find out what she's been up to lately and then get her opinion on the current season, Survivor David versus Goliath. This is Survivor's 37th season, and they are still so successful at keeping us coming back for more by having a winning combination of themes, twists, and great casting. They've already made it past the merge in this current season, so alliances are still in play, but basically it's every man or woman for themselves right now. So do you like the new twist in the game? Do you already have a favorite to win picked out? As always, we invite our listeners to participate in our show, so click on our link to listen and join us in our live chat room, or call in at 1-347-237-5506 to chat with Michelle and Sandra on air. If you do call in, make sure to press the number one key on your phone once you're on our switchboard. That kind of lets us know that you're ready to join us on air and you're not just listening to our show from our switchboard while you're maybe driving home from work or cooking dinner or working out at the gym or whatever you might be doing that's keeping you from being with us in our chat room. Now, I'm going to bring up our host, Michelle Costa, and get it started in here. Hi, Michelle. How are you, and how was your Thanksgiving?
Hello, cherry pie. Oh, I can't think of eating. Right after I said pie, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm still so full. I cannot even tell you. I shoved so much food in my face, and never mind the leftover shoving. Overs galore. Happy Manic Monday, everybody. Hello, my cherry pie. My Thanksgiving was really good. A lot of eating, passing out, eating, drinking, passing out, you know, a little bit of both, a little bit of a mix. Oh, my God. I had even some stuffing a little while ago, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't think I can do it anymore. That's it. It's done.
The tryptophan comas.
Dick fork of me. I am done. No more freaking Portuguese stuffing. I can't.
I wound up with little getting the stomach virus on Tuesday.
No. No.
And I was so sick. Yes. First time ever. I was so sick on Thanksgiving. Oh, it was horrible.
Horrible.
The worst time.
Did you stay in bed, or did you get to, like, eat anything?
At all.
Ugh. Especially when you're sick, you don't have those taste buds, you know? Like, your taste buds
are
like...
Yeah, it was... Oh, it was horrible.
Ugh.
I don't even want to tell you about it. It was
bad. Are you feeling better? You sound good.
I am better today. I'm just sort of starting to, like, regain all of my taste and all that. So, yeah.
Well, the thing about Thanksgiving food is that it's actually better when you have it as leftovers. So hopefully you were able to shove your face with some food. I'm hoping.
Yeah. Poor Rich
had to
step in and cook some
what
things.
What did Rich have to do? Uh-oh, he stepped up?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's such a sweetheart.
He's so good. Can we multiply Rich, please? Can we just... make many of riches in the world, please. Thank you.
He's a good guy. He's a keeper.
Yes, he is. Thank you, Rich. So Rich was holding out the kitchen fort. Well, I'm sure he did a great job. We hope that all of you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving and spent, you know, time with your family and friends. And I know you guys did, like, the Friendsgiving, and then a lot of you people have big families. You had to spread it out. So you guys probably still did Thanksgiving this weekend. So I hope you all had a great holiday. And it's the starting, the commencing of the next few weeks of getting prepared for Christmas and New Year's and all that kind of good stuff. But I do want to say happy birthday to my mom, who's going to celebrate her birthday on Thursday. So happy birthday, Mama Costa. And then I also want to say I have a Kevin update, everybody. I repeat, I have a Kevin update. So we all know we've been following Kevin on his journey. He found out he had cancer. We had his event last weekend. His surgery was today. I actually had a message response from his daughter. They must have seen the message I sent him because I just was checking up on him, wanted to see how he was doing. I don't know which daughter it was. I just know that said, this is one of Kevin's daughters, and said that he's in recovery right now. Surgery went well. So thank you, Jesus. And if he were to be responding to me right now, but he wasn't, he was sleeping, that he would send me a lot of mojos. So she sent me a lot of hearts because Kevin's thing is it's not emojis, it's mojos.
He did tweet. I don't know if I can get back. He did tweet once since he's been out of recovery, though.
Oh, cool.
But
yeah, I just got this update maybe like 20 minutes ago, so he must be resting. But it's all good news, people. Very positive news. I mean, just to be in recovery, waking up, and he's already on social media. Perfect.
I know.
That's what
I
would like to hear.
So glad to hear that he was already, you know, responding and he said, well, I'm 12 hours from surgery. I'm now at the point that I just want to get it over with. I'm going to fight and then spend my time educating people about the importance of routine checkup and understanding early is the key. Thank you all so much for the support. Love you all.
All right. Well, surgery's done. He's in recovery. Now it's the next steps, Cherry, right?
Yeah.
The next step.
I'm just so happy
I think it's going to be.
And
yeah. It's going to be, you know, whatever his doctor thinks is best. So we'll find out. We'll get an update. But the best thing right now is for him to rest. Just want to give you guys all an update. I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God, me and Cherry have not done a Survivor show yet because we've just had, like, you know, with Kevin, of course, we, you know, things like that can be pushed to the side. But then we had, like, the Big Brother cast because they had just got out. And I'm like, oh, my God, we haven't done a Survivor. And, like, David and Goliath is such a good season. Oh, my God, so good. So I said,
it has been.
How can I make up for that lost time, right, Cherry? So I was like, And
then
all of a sudden,
did.
My crown gave me a little, like, tug. And I'm like, Portuguese Princess of Providence, your princess crown is tugging at you. And I was like, who would be better than to be the queen of Survivor? And we know who the queen of Survivor is, okay?
Amen.
Put some sugar on that. Amen.
And she's on the switchboard now.
Oh, listen. All I know is that she better have brought us some of that Tampa weather, okay? Because I brought her some fluff. So we'll talk all about that. But you guys out there, if you do want to call in, it's 347-237-5506. Make sure you guys have your question ready to go.
Before I bring her up,
ado,
I just want to say happy birthday to Judd.
Happy birthday, Judd.
Yes, Judd.
It's your birthday. So you guys make sure if you do call in, press 1, because if not, you drive Cherry nuts. We don't want Cherry nuts. Listen, we want cherry pies, not Cherry nuts. Okay, cherry pie. Let's bring up our guest. Oh, yeah, I feel like we should have big trumpets. So royal.
I don't know. You think something like. That would do.
Yeah. Why not?
All right. Let's bring her up. We have the amazing Sandra Diaz Twine with us right now. Thank you so much for calling in, Sandra. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I really like the trumpets better. I really felt like royalty. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. And I want to say happy birthday to Mama Costa because I was listening and that I'm glad Kevin is in recovery now. So that's good news.
Yes, it is such good news. And that's what thanks for bringing that up, because you know what, we are a big family, and I know you're very involved in social media, and you know, you're always like kind of like posting here and posting there, and you know, you're in good with a lot of the people. So when you hear somebody is going through something, you know, it's always good to be able to kind of just let them know that you're there and you're thinking about them. It's just a support. So we are very happy to hear that Kevin is on a road to recovery. That's all we can ask for. My trumpet wasn't that good. It could have been that sounded like an inflated trumpet.
No, but you know, I do, because I've never had trumpets. I've never had them before. So you were the first, and you did a good job. I really enjoyed them. Moving forward, I'm going to have to tell everybody else they better have their trumpets ready.
See that, people? Now you guys better have stepped up your trumpet game.
Yeah, they got to step up their game.
Yeah. Well, first off, Queen, I got a little bone to pick with you. You don't think my pancakes are fluffy enough?
Oh, you know what it is, that I like fluffy pancakes, and when I make my first pancake, if it still isn't fluffy enough, then I go back and add more mix, more Aunt Jemima. And
yeah, those are Aunt Jemima,
so
by the way.
I try to make them fluffier. Yeah. So if my first pancake is super skinny, my husband gets it. If the second pancake is super skinny, he gets the second one until I get the right amount of fluff. You know, like the IHOP pancakes, they always have a little bit of fluff. But yeah, girl, the color was good, but they were skinny.
But I like them like that. They were good, and I added a special, I used Portuguese butter instead. So I put some Portuguese butter, and I let it just melt a little bit while it was still in the pan, so it kind of soaked into the pancake. And then I drizzled it, you know, up, because they were Aunt Jemima, so I had to drizzle it with a little Aunt Jemima syrup on top. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They were good. And then you know what else I had with it? I had a nice mimosa. Mimosa. A little champagne.
Oh, that's good, girl. It takes me back to the Pearl Islands when I had that breakfast with the mimosa with Fairplay and Lil. And I think I had mimosa too at the Final Four in Heroes and Villains, but I can't remember. But I know that Jeff brought us mimosa that one morning in the Pearl Islands.
That must have been the best
mimosa ever. It was.
That was my first introduction
to mimosa, because I'm really not a drinker and never had been. But let me tell you, that was the best mimosa. But at the same time, too, you're hungry, you're thirsty, and anything is good, you know, to get that in your taste buds. So that was the best mimosa I ever had in my whole entire life.
Yum, yum, yum. I love it. Well, I appreciate you joining us here, Manic Monday. We're very excited to have you. I noticed you were in some sunny weather yesterday. Is Florida your hometown? I mean, your home state. Are you always in nice sunny weather? Is that where you live in all the time?
We've only been here since May, because my husband got stationed at the Air Force Base. North Carolina is my home, Fayetteville. So right now it's a little bit windy and a little bit chilly there. There's no snow like my family up north in Connecticut and New York. Here it was like 90 yesterday. So in the mornings it's kind of breezy. So when I walk the dogs at 6:30, because it's daylight saving, so now it's really like dark at 5:30 at night. You can't even see your hand in front of your face. So I have to get up early to walk my dogs early. And so I wear like long sleeves and maybe some sweatpants. But then within an hour, forget it. It's back to shorts, tank tops, flip-flops. That's it.
Girl, you know how cold it was up here on Thanksgiving? We were in the single digits in Rhode Island. Your family must have been telling you.
I'm not even jealous.
You
can have it. You can have that snow. Why do you think all these snowbirds, they call them snowbirds, why do you think all these people come down here? They're tired of the cold. They feel it in their bones.
I'm a snowbird, but I got some bad GPS, girl. I just keep going. I got a broken wing. I fly around in a circle. There I am. Just circling Rhode Island.
Mm-mm.
I'll come down and visit you, though. I'll come down and help you. You know what? I can walk you around Florida and just be a walking live trumpet.
Oh,
everywhere you walk, you're going to have trumpets.
No, because I work Monday through Friday, so that's not going to work. So you can only do that on the weekends, really, when I get out of the house.
Okay, I have the week off. Perfect. All right, well,
yeah,
I'm gonna work on the trumpets. Yes, I'm going to come on down. I got to come down anyway because my niece just had a baby, so I'm a great aunt. The baby is 1 month old, Naya, so I got to go visit her. But she's down in Boynton Beach, so that's not near you.
I don't know where that's at. Like, I'd have to look on the map.
It's near Boca Raton.
I just know how to go from Tampa back home to North Carolina and back to Tampa, and that's it.
That's right. I'll find you. You're near Casey Turner, the banana man from Big Brother 11. He's down in Tampa. So I'll have to come visit you guys.
Oh, okay. I'll send them a message because I saw him at Give Kids the World at Hearts of Reality. But
yes.
We didn't talk about Florida. I only got up there for 1 day. I was only able to go for 1 day for 24 hours, and then I had to come back home. So I wasn't there long, so I didn't really get to chat it up with everybody like I usually do. So,
well, you're going to have to chat it up with him now. He lives right on the water.
Oh, dang. Yeah, no, I really got to chat it up with him.
You do. So let's talk about, first off, thank you so much for being the queen of Survivor. We love you. We adore you. I just know not to put my sugar around you. But would you ever go back, like, again to just grace us with your presence on some island somewhere if they asked you?
Of course. As a matter of fact, when I said that the other day, someone said that they read somewhere where I said definitely not. And I was like, that's a damn lie because I've never said no. So
you hear that, people?
Would, especially if they do a legend season. Like, come on, I got to go out there, you know.
She said legend.
So,
you better go.
And then Jeff, I guess. Yeah, and then Jeff said not too long ago too that he wouldn't do an all winners. And I also said, you know, when people started messaging me like, oh my God, Sandra, Jeff Probe said no winner season. And I'm like, better for me. That means no one will ever have a chance at tying my record. Like, I'm not upset about it. I'm happy about it.
You know,
actually,
what I've learned, though, whenever they say never, that's like the next thing that's going to happen. How do you never say never?
Yeah.
You don't know in reality TV, right? Am I right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
But nobody would
it's
tie your record.
Would
you would just be third time winner. Three.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, if they'd let me get that far. But, you know, me knowing me and me knowing them and me, you know, even if I was out there, I'd go after me. So, you know, it's just going to keep on happening.
But, Sandra, but this is what could be possible. You could find, like, five idols. You could then find three idol nullifiers. You could find advantage of stopping someone's vote or taking someone's vote and then making your vote like two times. If you found every single damn kind of idol thing in there, then you could have a good chance.
Oh yeah, that I'm not debating. But you know what, like they said and like they show, you know, those idols and those advantages, they're tricky. Like, you got to play that stuff right, because most of the time, a higher percentage, you'll play it wrong versus playing it right. But these Davids, they've been lucky that they've played it right. And I think it's because collectively they're working as a unit. And so everyone, you know, puts it all out there. They do their homework as to what can happen, how they can play them correctly to get full advantage and for it to work out right. So I think that's the in playing them wrong when you're out there by yourself and you're playing it and you're just thinking, you know, just for yourself, for your own, you know, to move yourself forward in the game. But the fact that they're working together as a group, you know, and they're discussing and talking it all out and taking time to really say, okay, plan A, plan B, plan C, what's the effective way to use this? That's why it's working so well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, God, I don't even know where to begin because this is such a good season. I love the whole David and Goliath theme. It's just so crazy. Once you think the Davids are out, and then it's like one, they're back, and they're fourth, and they're back, and their back's against the wall, and they find the idol, and they find this, and they find that. So let's talk about, because now that I had brought up the idols and stuff. All right, so this past week, I'm very upset because Dan was my choice to win. I really like Dan. Man, can you imagine, Sandra, you're going up there, you got that idol, you're putting that on, I'm using the idol on myself. Then there's the idol nullifier, okay? Were you not blown away by the whole way that was just perfectly just one after the other of the Davids and the Goliaths going, I don't know, this one's got the vote. How amazing was that to watch? I mean, I know you're a fan as well. It was epic.
It was really good. It sure was epic. But here's the thing. Dan can only blame Dan because Dan, even the first time around, you know, Jeremy found the stuff in his bag, but by then he had already spilled the beans to like two people. I know it was Karen. Mm-hmm. I think the other one might have been Angelina. I can't remember. That was way back then. And then here comes Kara again. They're reunited again. And what's the first thing he does? Tells her he's got another idol. And then what happens? Mm-mm. She went and ratted his tail out. Had he kept that information to himself, he could have used, you know, although it was nullified, but nobody would have known that he had the idol. You know, it would have been trickier because now they're hoping he doesn't have it. So I think the fact that he let it be known to her and then she wanted to distance herself from him, looking back on hindsight, maybe he should have never said anything about it, you know, because that's the thing. You can't just fall in love on minute two on Survivor and think it's going to last forever because, you know, you might be feeling some type of way about someone, but that person ain't feeling the same way about you. And on Survivor, idols are tricky because the minute someone else knows you have an idol, that means your chances of getting to the end and winning are better than theirs. So remember, people want you to do okay, but they never want you to be doing better than them. You see what I'm saying?
Very true.
So he just has to look back and say, damn, I messed up the minute I trusted this girl. And with my heart, I opened my mouth. And that's what really screwed him, that they knew, you know, that he would possibly play an idol and play it for himself, you know?
The people that do the best are the people who can find an idol and keep it only to themselves and not tell a soul. But not many can do that.
Yeah. And even with Christian, like, although I always say never tell anyone you have the idol, even Christian saying that he had an idol, I think he did it at the right time too because Davey saved him last week. It's not fair if all of a sudden he pulls out an idol and he could have helped somebody else when the whole tribe collectively was trying to save Christian. And then for them to sit there as a unit, like I said, as a group, to move the whole entire group forward and say, hey, I have a nullifier. Hey, I have this advantage to steal a boat. And then for him to sit there and be quiet about it, it wouldn't have been the same. So I think in that instance, it was okay for him to say, hey, guys, I also have this idol in case we need to use it, you know? So I'm an advocate of never tell anyone you have an idol. But in this situation, I totally agreed with him having it and letting everyone know, because had he played it in the future for self-preservation and they're still trying to move forward as a unit, it would have done more damage than good, I honestly believe.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because their back is against the wall. They have nothing else but to try to do whatever they can for one of them to stay, because at that point the numbers are against them. But the other side, where the numbers are not against you, and you know there's a lot of the same type of personalities, they all want to win, they're all the strongest, they're all the toughest, you know, let you guys get to the end and then spar against each other, right? But you're absolutely correct, where the Davids played it correctly and the Goliaths are getting outwitted, outplayed, outsmarted. Hmm.
Yeah, well, and well, right now there's still a lot of people out there, so their chances of getting to the M are slim, so they do have to work together right now.
And we've seen that. We have seen that. They're like the level six for any of you Big Brother fans. They are the level six, and right now the other side is the Faute. They just shoot themselves in the foot. That's so crazy. Okay, well, let's take the caller because I know we can get lost sometimes in conversation. So let's bring up a caller. Sandra, you ready for a caller?
I'm so ready. Bring them, bring them.
Yeah. Bring it.
Okay.
You better come with trumpets too, whoever it is.
We have Jason on the line with us. Hi, Jason. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hello, Jason. How are you?
We're doing wonderful, Jason.
Sandra, you are a queen, first off. The queen of all queens.
Oh.
And
queen.
Michelle, you're obviously the princess. There's no lie there. So you brought up at the beginning of this that Jeff said that there would never be a winter season. At least not never, but, like, not right now. Now, is that because you don't think that there's enough winners that come back?
Oh, I believe there's plenty of winners that'll come back, but according to what Jeff said, and don't quote me on it because I don't want to be a liar, it's just that there's, you know, for instance, I know they would want Parvati back, and Parvati just had a baby, so there's no telling whether she would accept to come back or not. Like, she has a brand new baby. There's other winners where he says that the fans don't want to ever see them again, that are boring. I don't know if that's true. And then there's other winners that have played 2, 3, 4 times and said they'll never play again. You know, you never know what the truth is until you start calling these winners and start saying, hey, are you interested in playing again? And then you can see, you know, where their head's at. I always figured, you know, we already have, what, 36 winners, 37? Yeah, 36, because you can't. So there's about 36 winners. I'm sure you can grab about 20 if you have tried with 20. You can always go back to back in the day when we had 16 people and it was eight people per tribe. For some reason, and then I believe that there's more men winners than female winners, which, of course, I think you can still get 8 or 9 players, but for some reason or another, they feel, and Jeff Probst feels, that he wouldn't have 20 substantial winners. So I don't know.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. Was the only logic I can think is the male to female ratio. Obviously, in Survivor, there's been more male winners, but we see people like Sarah. Do you think Sarah would come back? Tina.
Sarah told me recently at Hearts of Reality that she wouldn't, even after she finished playing, and I don't think she had won yet because it hadn't been shown on TV, but while the show was airing, she was like, man, that was too hard. I'm never going to do that again. But you never know. Once that call comes, and, you know, when I got off the island 2 minutes later, I was like, I'll never do this crap again. And here I am next month talking about, oh, Lord, I kind of sort of miss it. I want to go back. So people tend to say no, and then they end up out there. Like Tony. Tony said he'd never do it, and where was Tony? In Game Changers, you know? So I'm sure there's people. Yeah, and even Boston Rob has said he'd never play again. He's already on his fourth time, you know? So never say never, but it just depends. It just depends.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd definitely go.
It's one of those things where it's like, this isn't just a regular season. It's not like you're coming back as just one out of four returnees. Like, you're coming back in an all-winter season. Like, it's all or nothing. You're going up against the best people to ever play the game.
Yeah, and I'm not even scared. Actually, I'm excited.
Thinking about it, how awesome it would be. Ugh.
Like, you're going up against people like, I imagine Richard Hatch would come back. Wendell would probably go. I could see Jeremy maybe going out. I could see Sarah coming back if she got the call for an all-winter season.
Yeah. Tyson, Tom.
That would be epic.
Denise.
Like, Parvati, I know Parvati just had a kid, but, like, she said one of the only reasons she'll come back is if it's an all-winter season. So let's say season 40, season 45, it doesn't matter. She gets the call. I think Parvati would come back.
Oh, yeah, because by then her kid will be how old? 6, 7?
Yeah, right? I mean, let's not wait till 45. Can we? Well, we'll do 40. 45
yeah,
long
no,
wait.
I want 40.
Cheaper.
Right. And Jeff, like, 3 Jeff years. Has gone on record saying that 40 will be a big C then. Obviously, because I'm applying and I'll be on bragging.
Oh, that's going to be awesome, Jason. Remind me that we talked.
Okay, Jason.
But you know what? Yeah. I think because that Survivor Australia,
she's already working
that
it.
Season 5. Yeah, I know. You, girl, you gotta make alliances everywhere, and you can. But because that Contenders versus the Champions versus Contenders did so well, I wonder if it's something that's going to be along those lines where they're going to bring some winners up against maybe people that made it to the end but didn't win, you know, people that had what it to win the game. But I don't know. If he says it's going to be epic, it will be. So,
well,
no.
Let's not forget, guys, we also have – we can do an international thing because that's huge now, bringing other from different countries, like they've been doing with Big Brother. They've been doing it with the Challenge. But don't forget either that they made the announcement that now people from Canada – can now play the U.S. version. So I'm thinking if it's not going to be 38, 39, where they're going to start doing some mixing of different countries and stuff like that, where maybe they can get those couple more people and then do like the 40 as kind of like the winners of different, you know, Survivor seasons from different parts of the world.
Yeah, I could definitely see 40 being like Canadians versus Americans. That would be a fun season. Mm-hmm. So
Big Brother should do that too.
Be
good. Ooh,
one thing about Survivor is they always keep it fresh.
They always keep their things fresh and
keep it exciting and keep us coming back for more. You know, they always seem to come up with some sort of theme, some sort of idea that keeps us coming back, and you know, they come up with these. The twists are always good. I never would have expected an idol nullifier.
Ugh.
But we just saw one.
Gosh, that was so aggravating.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just the thought of it. I mean, when you find an idol, you're like, oh, I'm straight. I'm going straight to the end. Like, I could possibly win this. And then to have this crappy nullifier just screw everything up, like, that is the worst thing that can happen to anyone.
So
I know.
The idol nullifier was put in because of Ben's like 5 idols in a row in his season.
No, they're always working different angles and trying to introduce new things to the game. So, you know, because we've gotten used to the idol having so much power, now it doesn't have as much power as it used to. Now someone could possibly have a nullifier moving forward. So that will entice people to keep their mouths shut about finding idols because they're constantly, the first thing they do is, I found an idol, you know, or they don't even hide it, you know. When I found my idol, I went right to where we take dumps into the little section that we call the latrine, and I hid my idol in there and pulled it out when I needed it. You know, like, I hid it. You
see,
don't keep
that's
it on
what
your
I was
person
ask
or
you.
In your stuff.
I was going to ask you that, Sandra. So, you know, there's places that you can put it that you don't have to put it in your bag, right? Like, you know, obviously not a tree that's in the signature of an S with vines coming out and all that. But you can find a place to put it. And I mean, obviously, because people look. But you can hide it somewhere that's so it's not on your person, correct?
Correct. You don't have to keep it
Thank
on you.
You.
Like I said, when I found my idol, we had a designated area where we would use the bathroom. And pretty much the rules are always the same. You know, it started from back in the Pearl Islands. Like, we went to our designated area, and if you're going to take a dump, you make a hole, you drop your load, you put a pile on top, and you put a stick. Like that, the person behind me doesn't come and dig a hole where I just took a damn dump, right? Ooh. So then no one's going to dig there. Come on. Why would you be digging where I just, you know. So then I just hid my idol over there in Heroes and Villains, and then when it was time to go to Tribal Council, I went and grabbed my idol real quick, and no one can take it from you. I don't know if you hid it and somebody found it, if they could steal it from you. I mean, it's still your
That's
possession, your things. But Yeah, I don't know what the rules are, but I know that I hit it good enough to where I knew nobody was going to come digging for my idol. Like, who would go to the shitter to dig for an idol? Nobody.
I'd go with Russell Hance. That my money is on Russell.
Yeah, but even he was there. He didn't go digging. He didn't go digging in the shithole.
Do you think
he was
would
there?
If that man had
no,
a hint about
he
it,
would.
He would go digging.
No. Because remember, at the same time, there was one episode where he was like, Sandra would never have an idol. Like, of all things that could happen, I couldn't possibly find an idol, and I already had one. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
awesome.
Man. Now, well, let's hope that we didn't, you know, tell everybody your hiding spot with idols. So.
Oh, yes, Sandra, you just screwed yourself.
Let them go search through her shit. Let them. Let's
see. Yeah, first I got to find another idol. And
yeah.
Then, you know, and then you got to, you know what?
Then
I'll
she's
going to
be
shit on top of the idol.
Then she's going to be sitting by the side watching people digging through her shit and laughing at her.
Yeah, she's
going
to be like, nah, I don't need to touch the idol. Yep, that's definitely an idol from back here. I ain't touching that.
She's going to be telling her cameraman, could you get a shot of them digging through my shit for me?
Yeah. No, well, that's the thing. The cameramen don't go in there because if it's where we use the bathroom, there's no need. Like, if I'm going to use the bathroom and I'm going with, let's say, Jason, then I'm not going to use the bathroom because why would Jason be coming with me to use the bathroom so the cameras would follow? But if you're going into the designated restroom area alone, then there's no need to follow me because the only thing I'm going to do is use the bathroom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
I don't think I'll follow you to the bathroom area. I'll let you do you.
Never say never, Jason. Never say never.
Hey, I love her as much as the next super fan. I got my space, my limits.
Yeah, no. Because it's not nothing good. You know, you're not eating, and what little bit you have, it just runs through you, so it's not a good look.
I'm sure it's not. Ugh. It's one of those hidden factors of Survivor that no one talks about.
No, people talk about it. It's just people don't ask about it for the most part.
Like,
or go into detail about it.
You need to ask about it. It's something like super fans think about, and I'm sure like casual fans think about it, but no one ever really asks about it.
Yeah, nobody does.
I thought
does.
You all just took awkward dumps.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is that anytime you take a poop in the ocean, it floats up.
Oh,
ew.
So do a lot of people actually poop in the ocean?
Yeah, especially like when you have the runny poops, like for real, that's where you want to be because you can rinse off, you know?
Yeah.
But then it comes back to, oh, my God, the fish we just caught, did he just eat your corn? Like, really? So. You know, because they give you this corn that no matter how long you boil it for, it's still not edible because it's for, like, animal consumption. Like, it's this hard corn. And you can boil it for 2 days, and that corn will stay hard. And it just, you just shit it out, and it's like fresh corn because it's still intact. And, of course, if you try to
put
that out there.
I hope no one just joined us.
I can't wait to tell my best friend.
We're talking about some important shit here.
Yeah, and all it does is just come back and get on your clothes and stuff. So, yeah, like, you got to be careful what you do out there.
I'm going to tell my friend today. I'm going to be like, guess what, man? I talked to Sandra. I talked to Sandra, 2-time winner. You know who she is, and we talked about shit.
Literally.
He's going to be like, you wasted so much time.
That's all right, but Jason, let's not talk about shit anymore. Do you have any more questions for the queen?
Let's talk about the game. So I got a question about this season, and I'll stay to this season.
All right, one more question, Jason. Okay, go for it.
Of course, love. So my money is on Christian, Gabby, and Nick as the final three. Now, Sandra, if you had to pick the final three.
Christian, Gabby, and who is the other one?
And Nick.
And Nick.
Okay.
Nick's going to be the winner, Christian runner-up, and Gabby third place. Sandra, give me your 1, 2, and 3.
Davey's going to be at the end. Nick will never win because he's a lawyer. Lawyers never win Survivor. They think they're too smart. And
good point.
And I don't see Gabby making it to the end either. I'm going to say Davey. Nick could possibly make it to the end, but I don't think he would win. And I'm going to throw Allison in there.
So Davey,
okay.
Allison.
Davey and Nick are my final three.
And you,
but I'm
going to
say
Davey
Nick won't
winner?
Win. And I'm going to say Davey. No, Davey doesn't strike me as the winner. I mean, he could possibly win. Who knows? But I'm going to say.
You
got to
go by the jury,
Allison.
Too. We got to look at the jury,
I'm gonna
too.
Go,
who's going to be
I
in
mean,
there.
You know who I like a lot? I like Alec. You know what? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Alec, Davey, and Nick, final three. The win will go to Alec. And that's it.
I wonder how they'd play that out with his whole controversy thing. That would
what
be
controversy
interesting.
Thing?
Yeah, what controversy?
What controversy?
Wasn't it Alec and Kyra that was, like, spoiled that they were on Big Brother, sorry, on Survivor, before they were even on? They posted a picture together on Twitter, and they, with, like, it said, like, fuck, can I swear? I'm sorry if I did, can't.
Yeah,
no,
that's okay. I mean, that's
so
okay.
It
we
says,
were talking about shit
Survivor.
For the past 10 minutes.
That's fair. Just making sure.
So you're
yeah,
saying
I think
that
it's
they knew
Alec
each
and
other?
Kyra that both said, fuck Survivor, and took a picture of each other before the cast was revealed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let's go back. Okay, so Kyra and Alec knew each other before, or was the picture taken after? Because you know that these shows that they air usually about at least 6 months to a year, right? Like, this one's about a year old, right?
So
yeah, sometimes they're in the can
after,
for a year
summer.
Or so.
So after the season aired, they broke their NDA because they met up and they took a picture together and posted it on the internet with the caption, fuck Survivor. Or, sorry,
fuck
caption
Survivor.
Just saying the word fuck it. Yeah, so between the filming date and the release of date of the cast, they took a photo together. So they broke their NDA.
But do we know that they knew each other beforehand?
No, I don't think they did. I think they just met up after the season.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's a big deal because we would have known about it if it was. Like, the percentage of people that see that stuff or even that read the spoilers online when people put out, like, real information about what's going on before, you know, I'm sure the winner's already been put on the spoiler site, you know? But it's just like the percentage of people that actually read and look at that is so small that I don't think, you know, Survivor can't control everything. So, I mean, as long as they don't say, I believe, who they voted for, I think they will be okay. Now, if you spoil about who you gave your $1 million vote to or who the winner is and they find out who did it, they can – it used to be that your prize money was null and void. Like, you would lose out on your prize money. You don't want to lose out on your prize money. But if they just wrote, fuck it, then I don't know.
So,
that doesn't
up,
really say anything. Yeah.
Reading up
well,
on
that,
it right
that
now.
That just leads me to believe that they didn't make it to the end, obviously. You know?
Yeah, that's why, like, seeing if Alec can win this game, and I believe he can. He's making the moves and he's getting the social game. I don't know how he'd play out with that. Yeah, so they're apparently just withholding his appearance fee. That's all they're really doing. So.
Oh, wait, this is like
a
quick. So they're actually holding. I didn't hear anything about this. So,
yeah,
so they're holding his appearance fee?
No,
yeah.
I want to start
this
off by saying that this is a TMZ thing, but like if you Google Alec and Kyra controversy, it pops up. I can
no
send
shit.
A link in the chat.
No shit.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm interested in seeing that.
Because obviously something had to be said for them to hold his fee or something, whatever, his appearance fee. I mean,
well,
is that
a
statement from Survivor?
The finale show. that money, he doesn't get it until the finale show. So who's to say that he won't get it there like everybody else? You don't get it beforehand. You get it at the end when it's all said and done on finale night. So how do we know they're holding anything? Because they're holding everybody's anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, all it's right. TMZ. I can't fully trust it, but it seems to be legit.
So then let me change.
Okay,
Alex,
I'm reading it on
Fansided. Survivor.
I'm reading it on Fansided, and it says Survivor Season 37 rumored couple reportedly breaks NDA. It's not just Insider Survivor sites reporting on the Season 37 castaways. A supposed couple themselves are posting pictures of each other. Though we do provide readers with reports from Survivor Insiders about the upcoming cast, we typically drop any interest in players based on their social media accounts. The show is just a very small, especially public part of their lives, and even though they're publicly sharing the next step of their lives, pouring over each part of it is exhausting and unnecessary. However, there is a difference between embracing normal life and holding an NDA-backed secret agreed upon in a contract. The brazen disregard for secrecy has to not attract media attention, though, which is not the case for Alec Merlino and Kara Kay, both of which are reportedly part of the Survivor Season 37. So it is a TMZ Reports kind of thing that says that they did post a picture of themselves, captioning the picture with "fuck it." As such, they further solidify that they are on the show and are at least interested in each other after the show is over.
And okay, so they're a couple. What's the like? That doesn't determine like or tell me anything about who wins.
It says,
yeah,
right?
If it just says fuck it and doesn't say fuck it Survivor, then that's still two different things.
Yeah,
yeah.
At first I thought I
producers
heard that
are looking into either
Survivor.
Possible legal action, withholding prize money, or both.
Huh.
That's TMZ probably said all that, and the producers are probably they're working on season 39 and 40. They ain't worrying about these two kids.
Yeah. Or they're scaring people as to say like, don't take it more than this. Like, be scared. We're going to hold. You know what I mean? It's just a matter of probably scaring people to not do what they did. But I don't see anything wrong with what they did. They found love on Survivor. Good for them. As long as they don't expose anything, good for them. I mean, I'm looking at the picture. It's a cute picture of them sitting in a library.
Yeah,
he's chucking up the peace sign. She's got her hand around him. And all it says is, fuck it. To me, I'm not looking at it and go, oh, one is a winner, one's not. Both of them, you know, didn't win. That doesn't say anything to me where I don't see it being bad, but obviously they're holding the money.
Right.
Yeah, like I don't think it's going to change. It obviously doesn't change the results because that's too late. But, like, I was just curious if it, like, affects anything. But I don't think it's going
it
to.
It says he's
not,
also been disinvited to the finale episode broadcast in which cast members come together and reflect on the season. We're also told an email was sent to the rest of the cast addressing, explaining Alec had been punished and that others shouldn't follow suit. See, it's just a matter of strong-arming them to make sure that they don't do anything to push the limit. All in all, we suppose Alex should consider himself lucky that he wasn't taken to court. By the way, Alec has since removed the photo from IG.
Yeah, so, like, can you imagine if he, like, is the winner and they have to Skype him? Not that
I
don't know.
Think
he
could definitely
people,
fight that.
You know what? Other people spoiled a whole bunch of stuff, and they never got in trouble for it. I mean, major spoiling. So
yes.
So maybe
you know,
this is
or,
just
or
kind
have
of
done
like
things that they shouldn't have done, and they sit there at the finale. You know, so
very true.
We'll see. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard about it until now, so I don't know too much about it. I don't know. And I don't know that.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jason.
On my Facebook or anything. So
yeah, thank you for
Jason,
all that info, Jason.
You.
Love you guys.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye. Forget.
Take care, hon.
Make sure you take all of Sandra's tips. You end up on Survivor.
Yeah, hide it in the shit.
Listen, not in the sugar, in the shit.
Yeah. But you know what? The sugar, the Sugargate, look, let me tell you about Sugargate.
I didn't even remember that I did that
until I saw it on TV. I'm telling you, I didn't even remember I did that. I just know that. I went back and saw the secret scenes, and I was like, I had one spoon of sugar, and then I had another spoon of sugar, and the whole thing it was that, you know, they give you coffee and they give you sugar, but like I've said before, I like my coffee with milk and sugar. If I don't have one of those, I'm not drinking coffee. So when I did that, and I don't know, that morning I must have just wanted sugar. You know how that is. And it was like once I took the first spoon, I couldn't stop, I guess. And he would have never known it was me because here I am since day one that they got the sugar in the coffee and I'm not drinking any of it, you know. So I was the furthest thing from his mind. And then after I did that to the sugar, I know Jeff Varner came behind me and also had whatever was left in the sugar. But, you know, JT had this thing against Michaela. I don't know what it was. He just is like he couldn't even look at her. And it was automatic from the first day we stepped foot on that tribe, and we did that tribe swap. But he couldn't stand Michaela, and he just blamed her. You know, she could do no right in his eyes, and so we just let it go. And you know, we told Michaela that night, like, Michaela, we're gonna say a lot of ugly things at tribal council. Play along. You're not going home. JT is, because of what happened to Malcolm. The episode before, Malcolm should have never gone home. And, you know, JT had nothing to worry about. We were targeting Aubrey, and I told him that. I said, JT, you don't have nothing to worry about. I know it looks bleak. It looks, you know, terrible, but it's not 5-1. And even if it is, the one is Aubrey. We're after Aubrey. And then he goes and makes an alliance with Aubrey, and he wanted to do what he wanted to do. And, of course, JT always wants to be brilliant. He always wants to pull these big, wonderful moves that never come out right, and it always leaves him looking like the dumbest survivor ever in history of the game. And so that's where that happened. But I saw it on TV. I didn't even remember I did that with the sugar. I did not remember.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's classic, like, moments like that when you don't even have to try and you make Sugargate happen.
And you know what? So much is going. I know, right? My trumpet. So much is going
yes.
through your head, and like me, I'm always trying to, you know, see what's going on. Who's off with who? Am I missing something? You know, you're thinking 3 days ahead. 3 days ahead. If I could just survive 3 more days. 3 more days. So I just didn't remember that, and I tend to not remember a whole lot of stuff until I see it on TV because I'm just like, I'm somewhere else already. I'm 3 days ahead of the game. So, but I do remember that tribal council. I just didn't remember the whole sugar thing.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Just, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have just studied you and gone back and just kept watching, but they can't pull a Sandra. They can try.
No.
And you know what? My
There's
game
only
is
one
so
Sandra.
Easy. Like, I tell everybody, like, don't study too hard. As long as it ain't me, I don't give a damn who goes home, you know? I mean, but I do tend to care. But at the end of the day, I always say my alliance is to my husband, my girls, and, you know,
hard.
If
yeah,
when I
hard.
Leave this game, no one's talking to me, who cares? Because it's not people that were in my life anyway. But you can't help to become friends, and you can't help but to trust people, and you can't help but to try to move forward because you can't do it by yourself. You can't play Survivor alone. And so at the end of the day is whatever I have to do to survive 3 more days, I will do it. If that's my last option, then so be it. You know, that's it. And you got to be okay with it. I have tough skin. And when I get off the show and when I get off the island and I go home, I go back to my regular life, working, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, spending the weekends with my husband, checking up on my kids, walking my dogs. You know, it's when I do interviews or I do, you know, I go to a charity event that I'm Sandra from Survivor. It's not in my everyday life. I'm not thinking about Survivor 24/7, you know. So move forward easily, you know?
Yeah, you don't hold anything against anybody.
I didn't survive. When I got voted off, I didn't go to Ponderosa pissed off at the world, you know? I wasn't upset at anybody. But then again, I guess since I had already won, it was different for me because, you know, I had never experienced Ponderosa before. I would have liked to make it to the jury, but it was different for me. So, you know, a lot of people can't say that. At the end of the day, you'll have 19 upset people and one happy winner, right? But with me, I wasn't upset, and I still am not upset about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to happen. I'm just glad that I lasted 16 days and 5 tribal councils, you know?
And won twice.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. That makes it easier.
You know, that does make it easier. And you know what, though? I think that at the end of the day, you know, people are going there to win for their family or themselves or their dream or they want to, you know, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you go in by yourself, you leave by yourself. There's one person that survives. And if anybody holds a grudge to that, then, you know, it's one of those things. I understand Big Brother is very difficult and, you know, a lot of people try to compare Survivor and Big Brother. You know, it's like 30 days in the jungle and we're in a house with a roof over our head and we can shit in a toilet and, you know, but we kumbaya more. And so at the end of the day, they're all social games, but they're all games. One person's got to win,
mm-hmm.
right? The game's over
mm-hmm.
when the money is given and then you move on to the next. And then if you back on again, then, you know, you deal with it then. But, you know, you get to enjoy it. We've enjoyed watching you, Sandra, and I really hope that you get to go back on just so we can see, you know, if it is winners, you guys have all experienced the same thing. So what are you guys willing
mm-hmm.
to do to get to that next step? Because you guys have all won. So I would love to see that.
Yeah, that's
going to be hard. Jeff, if you're listening, come on. Let's make it happen, right? Gosh.
Yeah, that's what the fans want. That's what they say in all winners. Let's just see who comes out on top. But like Jeff said, I think they've tossed it around and they've gotten no's from, you know, because they throw feelers out there. And like Kim, I believe, had 2 or 3 babies. And, you know, there's a lot of people that don't want to leave their children, you know. Sarah, for instance, she said it was really hard leaving her little baby boy, and she wouldn't want to do that again. And, you know, she doesn't have anything to prove again. Who knows who will say yes and who will say no, you know? So, but, yeah,
all the people that say no, say yes, and all the people that say yes, say yes.
Yeah, but you can still, even when they assume that, you know, the survivors have evolved as well, even the winners. And the ones that are considered, like, boring or whatever, they already know this. So I bet you if they had an opportunity to play again, Survivor has changed. So you can't come and be the same person. You know, you've also evolved throughout the years and changed. And you see how the game is played. And everyone would step it up a notch. I know it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what would everybody do? They would try something different. They would have to. So that's why it'd be so fun to see what everybody would do. Well, you guys have heard from Sandra, the queen. So we really appreciate the callers and everybody who's listening and who will be listening and who's still listening. All you guys are awesome. Sandra, thank you so much for just giving us everything. You're just amazing.
No problem, Michelle. You know how to reach me. Whenever you need me, you just send me a message, okay? And Miss Terry,
okay,
was a pleasure.
Okay, and I promise
you
I'll
too,
have fluffier
right?
pancakes.
Terry, right? Oh, okay, yeah, fluffy pancakes.
Thank you so much.
Is Terry Pye?
Maybe.
Is that her real last
Aww.
Name?
No.
Terry Garcia. Terry Garcia, like a good bucket of ice cream.
Thank you so much. All right, Sandra, lady. And maybe
thank
toward
you.
The end of Survivor, or maybe at the end of Survivor this season, maybe you can come back and talk about how it all played out or something. We'd love to have
yeah.
you come back and join us again. That would be awesome.
All right, well, keep me posted. Michelle knows how to read.
All right. Okay.
All right, good night.
Take care, hon. Thank
have
you
a great
so
night.
Much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, Sandra.
I will. Good night. Thank you. Bye.
I'm going to hide
happy
my
holidays.
Sugar and my shit. That's what I'm going to do. hello. We just had the queen arrive. The queen stayed. The queen must go now. So, thank you, queen. We kiss your hand.
What an
we
awesome
love you.
Guest.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And
awesome.
I know that.
Awesome.
And so are you for getting all these awesome guests, Michelle.
Well, I am working on it. So I'm gonna see where, you know, what's going to happen for next week, because I'm going to try to do a couple of different things. But I kind of want to stick with the Survivor. I'm, you know, talking to a few people, but I also want to try to see if we can do just a couple of other things. We'll have to see how everything pans out, because I would love to have Kevin just come on and just talk, but I'm obviously not going to push it, and I wouldn't expect him to call in and be extensive, but I think just to let everybody know he's doing all right. But that's just something I thought of, but it might not be. But, you know, yeah, I just know how the way Kevin is, and Kevin will probably want to send you guys hearts and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, stay tuned. We will keep you guys informed of how or what or where. Well, we'll know where. Manic Monday. But what's going to happen, you guys can stay tuned. We'll usually post something up by the end of the week, by like Friday or Saturday, and then keep you guys in the loop through the weekend. Cherry pie, do me a favor. Say goodbye to everybody and close out the show. Bye, everybody.
All right, everybody. Take care. Have a great week. And make sure you watch Facebook and Twitter. We'll let you know what's up for next week. Here's Ron to take us out for the night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's definitely a great one when you have a queen and a princess for the show. And princess,
just
it's
time
out
my
to say
princess
goodnight.
Tiara. Excuse me. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle. You take care. Have a great week, babe.
Ciao. Bye.
Good night, all. Take care. Be kind to each other out there.